Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. And today is no exception. You're going to be glad you've tuned in. Whether you're listening from KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, cable radio network across the United States, or Transformation Talk Radio around the world, it is going to be a wonderful show. First, I'd love to say hello to my better half on the show, my producer-engineer, Benny. How are you doing today, Benny?
Yeah, doing well, Chris, and appreciate you actually still making the show for today. Everyone in the Seattle area, they're dealing with a little bit of, I guess, trace to 2 inches, from 2 inches to 4 inches of snow in certain areas, but we want to make sure everyone is safe, as you as well. We could still proceed on with the show, and it's a winter Great. Wonderland out here.
It is, and it's absolutely beautiful.
It is.
These 80-foot trees, you know, when the evergreens have the white, you know, on the branches. And I hate to drive in it. I live up 2 steep hills.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I know that, Benny, if you didn't go into the studio, the show wouldn't happen.
Oh, well, but you know.
Through the magic of technology, you know, and telephone lines,
yeah.
I get to do it from the warmth of my home, so I'm really grateful for that.
Totally. And, you know, it's always an honor for me to be here for anyone and all of my hosts, that's for sure. And just to proceed on with the game plan. And I like to be here no matter what.
And I so appreciate that. And so do our listeners, Benny.
Yeah.
You know, Benny, I talked recently about going to an event down in San Diego area called Be the Change. And I'd gone to a writer's workshop as well. Now, you know, my dear friend Sabrina Fritz, who lives in Colorado, said, you know, you really need to come hear this man, Randy Davila. You know, he's a wonderful publisher, and he's got all sorts of insights. And I thought, you know, I'm busy. I've got a renovation underway. My life is hectic. If it's, you know, my going and teaching somewhere, I'm happy to get on an airplane. But for self-development, do I really, you know, give myself the luxury of that? And I ended up saying yes, partly just because I wanted to see Sabrina so badly. And I'm so glad that I went, because I went down there for this writer's workshop, as well as the workshop that followed called Be the Change. And that's the one, Benny, where I actually did the firewalking.
Ooh,
anyway,
that's right.
I went to this wonderful workshop called Think Like a Publisher, which Randy Davila presents. And, you know, I've been to other writers' workshops in the past, and I've got a book underway. And, you know, I've written many articles and stuff. But when it comes to getting a book all together and getting it published, it's a whole different ballgame. And he helped give me the clarity and the focus that helped shift the structure of my book. And now it's kind of like, it's just flowing for me. I've got this cohesive structure. It's flowing through. And I have Randy to thank. Now, of course, I'm just like a budding writer, so to speak, because although I've had several articles published in various publications, I've never had a book published. But there are some big names out there who Randy has helped. Neil Donald Walsh, Byron Katie, Don Miguel Ruiz Jr., many, many others. They didn't start out just, you know, having their books, you know, there, and they kind of like evolved into this book and they just got it published. They had assistance. And that person who helped them was Randy in his role as president of Hampton Roads Publishing and Hierophant Publishing. So, you know, maybe if you have a book that you want to write, or you have a book you'd like to get published, or you know somebody who does, you really want to tune in for some of the tips today. As I said before, Randy Davila is the president of Hampton Roads and Hierophant Publishing, as well as Inside Events USA. He has overseen the publication of books by authors such as Eckhart Tolle, Byron Katie, Neil Donald Walsh, as I said before, Richard Bach, Jack Canfield, and, of course, the wonderful Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. His books, his company's books have sold millions of copies around the world. But, you know, he's not just a publisher, he's also a writer himself. He's the author of two books, Think Like a Publisher, 33 Essential Steps to Write, Promote, and Sell Your Book, and A Gnostic Mystery. And he's also written several spiritual short stories that have received Place of Peace Award. He teaches workshops around the country. And he lives in Texas, I think, the Austin area, with his wife Rachel, daughters Mia and Charlie, and their dog Teddy. I'd like to welcome Randy Davila.
Thank you, Christine. It's such a pleasure to be here with you, and thanks to your producer as well. I understand about the weather, and that's very nice that you guys were able to keep the show going. So I'm very, very happy to be here. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And you know, Randy, I'm really serious. Your workshop was a day-long workshop. I've been to ones that lasted a couple of days. I got more information out of that day-long workshop than I did with the two-day workshop and a couple of books that I've read. And your book, Think Like a Publisher, I have to tell you this, when I was down in San Diego at the Be the Change conference, of course, the wonderful Dr. Joe Dispenza was there, and he and I were chatting. And I was telling him how impressed I was with you, and we were talking about your book, and he says he absolutely loves your book. And in fact, he had every single person in his office read this. Because
he
thought
yes.
So important.
He told me that. Dr. Joe is a dear friend.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, this is, I thank you so much. And I as you know, I'm passionate about working with new and emerging voices in publishing. Uh-huh. But, you know, I also want to mention that this is a first for me to be interviewed by someone who has previously taken my workshop.
So
this can be a lot of fun because, you know, I you know, you having been through the process, mm-hmm. I think can help bring some new clarity and insight to your listeners. Because, you know, as you know, and as I talk about, and of course, in the book and in the workshops, and incidentally, I'll actually be coming to Seattle next weekend doing a workshop at East West Bookstore downtown on December, I think it's, what, the 28th, I believe.
28th, yeah.
And so, you know, I'm passionate about the teaching process. And one of the reasons is because, you know, we receive so many submissions throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
and Christine, it pains me in some ways with many of them, because I can clearly see that the author, the person who submitted in is a good writer,
right.
And that they are very passionate about their topic, and that they're very knowledgeable about what they're writing about, and at the same time that they made some very critical errors. Because they didn't get educated, so to speak, you know,
right.
Or they're missing some component. You know, lots of times it has to do with how to structure the book. In fact, that's, you know, one of the things that you and I talked about specifically. And by
exactly.
the way, I'm so happy to hear your flow, because I did review your recent, and I love it. I think it's so much better. In other words, when I say better, it's you know, what I tell authors all the time is, remember, our goal is to package your material in a way, and it reaches as wide as audience as possible.
Right.
So there, you know, that's the goal. Because, and so we never want to change an author's message. We never want to, you know, compromise integrity. It's never about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about helping them structurally understand that, you know, readers expect certain things from books.
And what are those things that readers expect?
Well, you know, they expect, first and foremost, that they're going to have a dynamic writing voice, you know. And this is the, you know, I'll give you some criteria. And of course, this is also what publishers look for, because we know this is what readers look for. This is the most loosey-goosey of that criteria, and that is, you know, a strong voice. But you know that when you read it, right? When you read a book and you see, man, I feel like this book is really speaking to me.
Right.
So the author has really, really found their voice.
It's authentic. It's representing who they truly are.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then this kind of flows into the other you know, points that we look for. And that is, of course, you know, the next thing is clear and concisely written prose. You know, in the modern age, you really, we're in the information age. People don't realize how important it is that we write in such a way that is very direct and to the point. And that, you know, that it's so important because we've got so much information around us that readers are not, they don't even realize this, but they're not willing to go down a road when they feel like, oh, you know, where is this going? Get to the point, you know, because there's so many other choices.
And I think that people don't realize how verbose they can be. Like, for me, as a writer over the years, I've like started out with articles that are 1,300 words long and have been told, you have to get it down to 750 words, or you have to get it down to 1,000. And I'm thinking, how the heck am I going to do that? But with the right kind of focus and really thinking about, you know, what the important points are, it's possible.
Absolutely. You said a very key word there, Christine, as you know, I mention all the time, and that's focus. You know, and that's really where all these points are going to, is what publishers look for, because it's what readers look for. Look for a very, very focused book. Again, often without realizing it. But when you open a book to read about quantum physics, for instance, you want it to be about quantum physics because that's what you're expecting as a reader.
Sure.
You don't want to be led down, and so many first-time authors go off on tangents. They include superfluous information. You know, again, that you just a great example of being able to cut, you know, a large article down to a tighter one without sacrificing any of the content or the quality.
Right.
And when I say content, I mean, obviously the word count is going down, but the ideas are still clearly expressed.
Exactly.
And so when you know, focus is so, so key, a very focused book, that if you're right, and of course this applies to fiction and nonfiction alike. So, you know, because of course we publish both. So, you know, for nonfiction, that means, you know, again, you know, authors often want to go off on tangents, go off on what we call their author darlings or things that they're important to them that they feel very passionate about, but are only somewhat related to the overall topic of their book.
It's hard not to want to include everything.
Yes, it is. It's very natural tendency. Another thing that first-time authors typically, especially in our primary genre, which is self-help, is because so many self-help books are also based in part on the author's own experience, that they tend to write an awful lot about their own personal story throughout the process. And that's very easy for first-time authors because it's very easy for all of us to write about who? The person we know the best. Who's that? Ourselves.
Of course.
The problem is the reader came to your book to learn about a specific topic on how they can help themselves. That's why people books, to help themselves.
Right.
And so one of the absolute biggest things that we see in this particular category is that authors spend too much time writing about their own personal experience in a way in which the book starts to read like a memoir as opposed to the self-help book. And those are two, structurally, those are two very different types of books.
Right. And,
don't get
and
me wrong.
That's the way I had originally modeled my book, Randy. And when you and I sat down, you said, which do you want it to be? Do you want it to be a memoir? Because I've got a fascinating story. I mean, amazing things have happened. Or would you rather it be a self-help book? And I thought about it and, you know, barely had to think at all. It's like, first and foremost, I'm a teacher. It needs to be a self-help book. And from that moment on, you helped me get the concept in that I really had to restructure it. And my own journey was just supporting the self-help point.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's specifically what I was referring to. I really love, you know, the new structure and the outline that I saw.
Uh-huh.
And you do have a very fascinating story. And as I often tell authors who are writing, you know, specifically in the self-help genre, that it's absolutely fine to use examples and anecdotes from your own personal experience to support your point. That is incredibly valuable. The difference is you want to make your ideas and the takeaways for the reader primary and use your own personal story only to support those main ideas. You know, the exaggerated example that I give, let's say you're writing a self-help book, and one of your principles was the importance of forgiveness. You had a chapter on forgiveness. And let's say you wrote a whole chapter about how you, you know, found out that your spouse was cheating on you with your best friend, and you went through blah, 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 and then you, you know, ultimately got to a place of peace, and then you end the chapter with saying, "That's how I learned forgiveness. I hope you do too." Right? You'd be surprised how often, now that's an exaggeration, but you'd be surprised how often we see, as opposed to saying, starting the chapter with the importance of forgiveness and what does that look like and how does, you know, forgiveness, you know, citing case studies and examples of the health benefits and the spiritual benefits and, you know, et cetera, and all the things of which forgiveness, you know, and then saying, "I learned this lesson myself when I found out my spouse was cheating with my best friend."
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. We have to go to a short break, but when we return, Randy, I'm going to want you to help people sort of think in terms of how they go from a concept to a book, and for those people who already have a book written, what the steps are that they should take in order to get it to the submission stage when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, and whether you're listening on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, or Transformation Talk Radio, you're going to be glad you tuned in. I'm talking today with Randy Davila. He is the author of Think Like a Publisher. Now, Randy, before we were talking about some mistakes that first-time authors typically make. Now, if somebody has an idea that they really want to write about, how do you suggest they begin?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a great question, of course, and it's a very broadly that question because we've got, there's so many genres and topics in which you can write about. But for somebody who's just starting out, there's two things that I would recommend that you do. The first thing is get an education on the writing process. Mm. Understand, there's great books out there, for both fiction and nonfiction. Take a trip to the local bookstore or ask for search online or, you know, do some things to really think about, because there's, you know, creating a book is the intersection of four things: art, inspiration, craft, and marketing. And so most writers that I run into, you know, most people who want to write are have a lot of the art and the inspiration part.
Right.
But getting an education on the craft and the marketing aspect, what I mean by that is, so as you write, you know, there's so many books, and mine's one of them, and there are many others, but we'll tell you some of the first, you know, the very common mistakes to avoid, et cetera. And how to think about your book and how to, you know, as you, you know, I love to have people get an education first because it can save you so much time, you know, later.
Sure.
Now, the second thing, though, is, of course, you've got to write. You know,
and we're talking about it, right, Randy?
Yeah, you've got to write, you know. And the thing is that that's, you know, you don't want to wait till the perfect time until you're fully educated, until you completely understand. No. You want to go and sit down and begin that creative process right away if you're not doing it already. And when I say creative process, you see, for me as an author, you know, I feel so good when I write. That's why I say every book, regardless if anyone ever reads it, I know helped at least one person, and is a self-help book, regardless of the topic. Because it helped the author to experience the joy of the creative process while they wrote it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to be fun, isn't it?
Yes. So, and so the couple things that I recommend to get started, because oftentimes people, you know, and we hear things about writer's block, right? You know, where do I start? Is there, you know, so, you know, that comes from the voice in our head that as we begin to write, we're thinking about that final printed page, you know, we're thinking of how it's going to look, and we're thinking we've got the critic, we brought the critic.
Yeah, that judgment, you know? That self-judgment.
And what you have to know, as a great quote, you know, states, great books are not written, they're rewritten. Mm. And that, you know, when you sit down to write today, never think that this is going to be the final words on the page, because it's not going to be, right? I promise you it will go through multiple revisions. And so just of sitting down and without the self-judgment, without the voice, and say, you know, I'm just going to, and here's the next part, I'm going to listen to that voice within. You know, and I'm going to just see what comes out on the page, and I'm not going to say, oh, this is the final product, because it's not. When we release ourselves from that, writing can come much easier. And even on those days when you think, oh, it's just not coming out, it's just not coming out, just set your timer. If you're writing for an hour or 2 hours or 30 minutes, and do it. Let the words come out on the page, even if you in that moment don't think they're quote unquote any good.
Right.
So that's it. Two things. A, get an education. B, start writing.
Yeah. And part of that education isn't just about the craft itself, it's about the marketing aspects. And I know that there are a lot of issues associated with having a platform. And before we get into details about that, because we'll have to go to another short break soon, can you first tell us the difference, Randy, between what the publishing world looked like before and what it looks like now, and how it, the writer's responsibility has shifted in terms of marketing?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, and it's so part of our culture that we don't even realize the difference. But you know, for everyone out there listening, think about something. You know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago at most, if you wanted to buy a book in this country, how did you do it? Well, you effectively had one option, and that's you went to a bookstore, you walked over to the category in which you were interested in, and you chose from a limited number of books that were on that limited shelf space.
Right.
That's the only way you could buy a book in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Consequently, by the very nature, for authors who were just lucky enough to get, or lucky enough or good, you know, to get their book picked up by a traditional publisher, published and put on a bookstore shelf, were assured at least a modicum of success.
Right.
Because so fewer books were being published, and there was only one way in which to buy them. Well, as we know, the world has changed.
You bet.
That's not how we buy books anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even how we choose books anymore. In other words, we do research on the internet. You know, we get we search the topic, and now we get an ad popping up, or we get, you know. In other words, it's amazing. It's almost as if it's a prediction based on our, you know, on our previous search terms, of course. Which it is. And so, you know, that has changed so much. And, of course, with the changes in technology, more books coming to market than ever before, which I think is great. I'm a believer in self-publishing because more voices are getting heard than ever have before.
Sure.
But at the same time, with all of these changes, their author has to now work a lot harder to get noticed,
right,
and to get their book to stand out in a very crowded publishing world.
Yeah, and we're going to have to go to a quick break. When we return, we're going to talk more about that. Now, Randy, you're bringing this class that I took that I had to get on to an airplane and fly down to San Diego to take.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing it to Seattle, and we have many listeners here in the Seattle area. Where can they find out more information about your December 28th Think Like a Publisher workshop?
Our website, InsightEventsUSA.com, that's INSITHT, EventsUSA.com, RandyDavila.com also has a link to that site, and it's at the East West Bookshop, and it's on their website in downtown Seattle.
Great. So more when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the author of Think Like a Publisher, Randy Davila. Now, Randy, we were talking before the break about how the publishing world has changed. People don't just go into a bookstore and look at the limited number of books on a bookshelf to decide what books they want to buy. Instead, they go online, they look at stuff on Facebook, they're getting information through emails that come in and often don't ever make it physically into the bookstore. Why is it that it's important that an author create what you call a platform?
Yeah, so exactly. Let's define platform real quick. Platform refers to, the number of people or who's listening to you and your ideas, and how are you connecting with them? For instance, you, Christine, your platform is one of the ways that supports your platform is that you have this wonderful radio show.
Sure.
And that people are turning in and tuning in and listening to you and your ideas and, of course, your guests and, each week. So a radio show is an example of a platform. But, there's many, of course, most authors don't have a radio show. So what are, some of the other things that authors can do? And that is, are they creating a community? Are they using social media to talk about their ideas? Are they conducting lectures and workshops? Because really what you're saying as a nonfiction author, even if you quote-unquote are not saying this, meaning you don't, you're saying that you're an expert on a particular topic. As a nonfiction author, you're presenting yourself. And I say this even to my self-help authors who say, I'm not an expert. I get it. That's part of your message. But even at that, you're an expert. So the point I'm making is that platform refers to who you're sharing your ideas with now and how are you sharing those ideas? How are you reaching them?
Right.
Because in today's modern world, tying this back into our previous segment, it's publishing, it's very, very crowded field. So unlike in the days of yesteryear when simply getting your book published and getting it on a bookstore shelf meant it was going to get bought by at least a few people, now it's a partnership between the author and the publisher. And the publishers, we look very significantly at what is an author doing besides writing this book to share their message with the world, to share their ideas, their teaching with the world, so that we know that they understand there's a lot of work, quote-unquote, that goes in beyond just writing the book.
Sure.
Now, I think it's fun work, but at the same time, it is certainly beyond simple. The days of writing a manuscript, sending it to a publisher, and going home and sitting on your couch are long gone.
Mm-hmm.
And authors in the modern world need to understand that And they also, you don't want to wait till your book comes out. You want to begin that process now of building your class. And the, you know, and I talk about this in my book. The interesting thing is that will actually make you a much better writer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's helpful all the way around.
Sure. Because if you have to reach out and teach and share, then it helps you to sort of, you know, refine your concepts, refine your teaching
points. To someone about your ideas and your topic.
Yeah.
You get to see where their face lights up. You get to see where they get bored.
Yeah.
You get to see where they don't understand
and
that they need more clarity. And so, you know, those are things that will then help you refine, because you say, oh, people are really not getting this part, and it's very important.
Right.
Or you might say, gee, people aren't getting this part, and it's really not that important, so I'm not even going to include it in my book.
Yeah.
There's so many benefits to actually, you know, to building your platform that go into not just, of course, the ultimate, because ultimately when your book comes out, it's those in your platform who are most likely to buy that book first. And so the goal between author and publisher is to get every book that comes out to a tipping point by reaching it, by getting into as many hands as possible, so that enough of those people who read it will like it and then refer it to someone else.
Yeah.
And then we say the book has legs. It begins to walk on its own.
And I think when you're talking about getting the word out, you know, via a platform, it's not in the old-fashioned salesmanship kind of way, but rather it's about connecting with those who will be inspired by your message.
Absolutely. It's about sharing your ideas openly, you know, with an open heart and an open hand, as I like to say, you know, without, you know, definitely not tying it into, oh, now buy my book.
Right.
You know, because you should be doing this well before your book comes out. So there's no book to even to buy or even talk about.
Right.
But that's what authors have become in the modern world, is not just writers. Certainly that's the most important thing. I don't want to diminish that aspect in any way. But it is also, you are sharers of information. As an author, you are sharing information with your readers, with your listeners, with those who are gaining knowledge or learning from you. You know, and that doesn't matter if you're writing a book about military history or if you're writing a book about quantum physics or, you know, any other topic under the sun. The principles are the same.
You know, I remember reading an interesting statistic in your book about the average number of copies a self-published book sells. Now, this kind of surprised me, because I think there are a lot of people out there who are thinking, I'm just going to self-publish, and, you know, I'm going to make a bunch of money off my book. What's the average number of copies sold for self-published?
Well, you know, it's difficult to say, but I read somewhere once, and I believe this to be true, that the average self-published book sells between 100 and 200 copies in the lifetime of the book.
Whoa!
Now, yes.
100
now,
and 200 copies. That's not much.
Now, let's be clear, because that takes into the vast majority of folks, and unfortunately, this is, you know, what we run into, is folks think, I'm just going to write this book, I'm going to self-publish it, put it up on Amazon, and that's my job is done.
Right.
And that is, nothing could be further from the truth. Because if you do that, then the 100 or 200 is about what you'll get, you know, because your friends and family and people you happen to have mentioned it to. That's where things like a platform and all the other tips that I put in my book and understanding the book, and so many other books, there are other great books on this topic as well. But that's, you know, that's what we see. Now, obviously, many, many self-published books do far more than that. But if you look, you'll note that those authors did far more. They took the time to get educated, and they did a lot more than just write the book the way they wanted to. They got educated on the writing process, how to focus, how to structure a good book, and then they also went out and built their platform in a very, very effective way.
Okay, so Randy, you know, let's say that somebody decides that they don't want to self-publish, but they would actually like to submit to a publisher. Can you just share very briefly how a person would go about that process?
Yes, yeah, great question. So, you know, it's it's really kind of shocking to me how many submissions that we get a year where the author simply sends in their manuscript, maybe with the note, "Hi, here's my manuscript. I hope you like it. Let me know if you'd like to publish it." You know, that is the fastest way you cannot get published, is to do something like that. Because on every traditional publisher's webpage, almost everyone, they ask for something else. They ask for what's called a book proposal, which includes an introductory cover letter, an author bio, an outline of the book, a synopsis, and 2 to 3 sample chapters. So an author who simply sends in a manuscript has already let the publisher know right off the bat that they probably wouldn't be a good partner because they can't follow the simple directions of the publisher.
Right. You got to play by the rules or they don't want to play with you.
Well, it's simply a matter of it's a weeding out process, you know. And again, we also want to know, too, that you understand that this is, you know, not just simply a matter of hey, give my manuscript to a publisher and then I'm done and go home and sit on the couch, because that's not the case. So it's very, very important. The point I'm making is that you, first of all, once you have focused your book and you know the topic, and you're writing very clearly about the topic and everything that things that I talk about in my book and other, you know, books talk about, but then you identify some publishers that publish books in that topic. In other words, you would not submit a romance novel to Hampton Roads or Higher Font Publishing because, you know, publishing is very niche specific. We don't publish in that genre.
Okay. to educate yourself about who publishes.
Exactly. One of the very basic elements of education. So then once you identify the publishers in the genre in which you're writing, you would then go to their website, find out, you know, which, you know, some, and again, these are typically reserved for the largest publishing houses. Uh-huh. Some require that you go through an agent. You know, the vast majority of publishers in the country do not require that, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so you then would make sure you follow the instructions that they have on their website on the submission process. And then, you know, once you follow those rules, you can at least be assured at that point that your proposal will get read and get responded to.
Great. We're going to need to go to another short break, but please remind us again, Randy, how our listeners can find out more about the event in Seattle on the 28th and your future events as well.
Yes. So I'll be at East West Bookshop in downtown Seattle. You can go to their website or to my event website, Insight. That's INSIGHT Events, EVENTSUSA.com.
Great.
I'm also teaching a teleclass in February for those folks who are around the country, around the world, and won't be able to join me in person where I cover the same information. So please join me there. And, of course, my books at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. And it's a fabulous book and an easy read, and it's so jam-packed full of information. You know, when
Thank
we return
you.
Here on the Christine Upchurch Show, Randy and I are going to do something that I've never done on the show before. We're going to be offering some gift suggestions. So if you celebrate Christmas and if you're doing some last-minute shopping, and I bet you just about everybody we're talking to right now fits in that category, we're going to have some last-minute suggestions for you when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Randy Davila, and, you know, Randy, I think probably one of the biggest last-minute, you know, gifts that people tend to purchase are books, right? Books are great gifts, period. But, you know, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go through my list of some of my guests I've had on the show this year and the books that I'd absolutely love. And then I would love to hear some of your suggestions because you have a knack of attracting some of the most amazing authors, some of whom I've heard speak, some of books who I've read, and then give you an opportunity to share with our listeners your suggestions.
Oh, perfect. Would love to do that.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, you know, I've had some amazing guests on my show this year, and including Martha Beck. Her latest book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World, Four Steps to Fulfilling Your True Calling, is wonderful. It's insightful. It's connected to the heart, and it's so hilarious, as Martha is always. Simran Singh, Conversations with the Universe. Simran is the one who is the publisher of 1111, and Conversations with the Universe is just so insightful and so full. The words in her book create quite the depth of meaning and understanding. One of my all-time favorite authors, Penny Pierce, has been on my show. Her latest book is called Leap of Perception. That's a great book. Dr. Joe Dispenza, friend of mine, friend of Randy's, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. It's a wonderful book. And for those of you who have people in, you know, loved ones, people who you want to give gifts to, who have the scientific bent but also want to open more to the spiritual and the consciousness and conscious manifesting realm, it's a great book. Stephanie Bennett-Vogt, she's been on my show a couple of times, Your Spacious Self. Clear your clutter and discover who you are. This is actually one of Randy's authors, and Stephanie is an amazing author. It is the best clutter-clearing book you'll ever read. Denise and Meadow Lynn, The Secret Alchemy of Food. Julia Rogers-Hamrick, one of my all-time favorite books, Choosing Easy World. Dr. Bruce Feist, The Healing Properties of Coconut. Dr. Rosalind Byrne, When the Horses Whisper. Pam Grout, her New York Times bestselling book, E-Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Energy Experiments, fun book. Greg Braden's latest book, Deep Truth. Sunny Dawn Johnston, Invoking the Archangels. Dr. Richard Moss, Radical Aliveness. Heather McCloskey-Beck, Take the Leap. And, of course, Randy Davila's book, Think Like a Publisher. And, Randy, do you have some books to suggest, too?
I do, and thank you. Those are all great books. I've read many of them, published some of them as well. I want to mention one that has just come out that many of your listeners probably have not heard of, because, I mean, it literally has just hit stores this month. It's called Living a Life of Awareness by Don Miguel Ruiz, Jr.
So I love him. He's fabulous.
A brand new book. It's a book of daily meditations, but it also has a couple of highly engaging chapters, you know, full-length chapters that bookend the meditations in the middle. And they're just so, so wonderful. I mean, it's been out a couple of weeks, and it's already becoming a bestseller, not surprisingly, of course. And it's, makes a great gift book, because the packaging is just, you know, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of people do the meditations one a day. Some people do it as they just take the book and just open it, wherever the page opens to, that's the meditation they're supposed to get for that day.
Wonderful.
So that is a wonderful, wonderful book. Two others I'll mention real quick. Both have been bestsellers. One came out early this year called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, published by Hampton Roads, by Annie Kagan. It's an amazing story of a woman who is not a psychic or a medium or anything prior to this, and had this an older brother who she'd had a tumultuous relationship, but also very close, who passed away unexpectedly, but then contacted her after he passed away, began talking to her, and she was, of course, first thought either she was crazy or that she was, but then he proved it. And this is an incredible and powerful story of that journey that she had with her brother and how he proved it, and also the wisdom that he shares from the other side, much in the same way of, Many Lives, Many Masters by Brian Weiss, or, when you have these kind of, that's the one. And
Afterlife
then finally,
of what?
Called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. An amazing story, and it's got 300, it's come out earlier this year, it's got over 300 four or five star reviews on Amazon already. I mean, we're a book that's really taken off, one of the best-selling books of the year. And then lastly, for those who haven't had a chance to pick up Mark Nepo's The Book of Awakening, published by my friends at Canary Press. Mark's been on Oprah a couple times, one just a few weeks ago. Just a really profound spiritual teacher, college professor, much like you, Christine, had a journey with cancer that changed his life, and that he, that ultimately went into remission, and shares many of those lessons in this book. And so there are my three, and you've got a lot of great ones. So, folks, you've got a lot of wonderful books to pick from, and I go get some of them.
And, there's some great DVDs out there. Austin Vickers, The People versus the State of Illusion. Rana Prince, Sacred Journey of the Heart. I also had David Lanz on, and there's some beautiful music. Also, if you're interested in giving the gift of healing and transformation, at Stellar Reflections, we offer sessions in person and via distance. We do sessions for people all over the world. And finally, if you want to give a gift to yourself, or you have a loved one who really wants to write a book or really wants to get their book published, I highly recommend giving them an opportunity to go to Randy's Think Like a Publisher event in Seattle at East West Bookshop, December 28th. And, Randy, I so want to thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you, Christine, and thank you for all you're doing to change the world and make the world a better place. Folks like you who make my job all much more easier and more fun because you're an expert. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You're so welcome. And, this is my last live show of the year because I'm going to be on an airplane on Friday, December 27th, and we're going to be replaying Austin Vickers' interview. And because it's my last year, I have to tell you, this year I kind of fell into radio. Dr. Pat Basile had been nudging me, and sometimes urging me, for years to have my own show. And I've finally stepped into it fully, and I'm really glad I am, and I want to thank her for her support. I also want to thank Linda, Benny, Eric, and Peggy Snow, who's my office manager. She's also an amazing healer. She's the reason why I continue, because she makes it easy for me. I just have to read some books and show up, and she does all the behind-the-scenes work and also picks, hand-selects some wonderful guests. Peggy, thank you. I also want to thank my guests who've been here with me this year, and, of course, you, the listener, because I do this show for you. Thank you for joining me. Although I won't have the Christine Upchurch Show live the rest of this year, I will, of course, have lots more shows beginning January 2014, and you have an opportunity to hear me live on New Year's Eve at 10 a.m. I will be guest hosting on the Dr. Pat Show. And thank you so much for joining me here. Happy holidays, everyone.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.